on 97.5 and 102.5 FM, DAB, and online at pulse1.co.uk. It's all about rugby. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1.
Kia ora and g'day and welcome to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show live from the John Smith Stadium in front of a live audience. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this is so much more fun than doing it in the studio. Is everyone looking forward to tonight? Are you nervous for us? I asked this question before. Because you know we're consummate professionals, don't you? Okay, we'll leave it at that. We're giving away a family pass to the massive game, a massive, what do you call, West Yorkshire derby between Leeds Rhinos and the Huddersfield Giants here on Friday night, two nights from right now at 8 o'clock kickoff. In the studio with me, or actually in the stadium with me, I've got the power that is Aaron Bauer, journalist, perfection. Say hey,
perfection.
Aaron.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
I said perfection loosely.
Yeah, very loosely.
I did, yeah. And we have the legend of the Huddersfield Giants himself. It is Big Earl Crabtree. Say hey, Earl.
How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, I love that. You got the best guys in the world. So, like I said before, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving away a family pass. All you have to do to get that family pass is contact us at pulse1.co.uk. Leave your details and we'll pick someone at random, let's say, by the end of play tomorrow so we can get in contact with you. So, leave your email address and we'll get into it. So, this is all about the Giants tonight, so let's get it on.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show. News and views.
Good evening, boys. Oh, it's wonderful to have you on the show once again. Earl, you've been a friend of the show.
Yeah, it's always my pleasure to be here at the John Smith Stadium, which is a bit more pleasant, this, actually, than being in the little studio where it's all a little bit sweaty. Leon's in the corner normally.
Playing on his mobile phone.
Eating, drinking.
I worked it out many years ago about Leon. I worked him out. He's got attention deficit disorder. Honestly, you're in a room with him and anything's going on, he gets distracted like that. Can't be with us this evening because he's got some work with the governing body this evening. So, you know, I think they're paying him. So he just gets a high five from the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, which is a real bone of contention for him as well. But you're getting your check, aren't you? You put your invoice in, haven't you?
Yeah, I put my invoice in every month. I think they're all adding up, though, so I expect that I'm going to get in one lump payment, because I ain't had one yet, and it's been about 3 years. So
yes,
it is on its way, though. You keep promising me this.
Luke's back at the studio, so lucky Luke. Just keep in mind Neil's invoices that he's put in. Aaron's going to be putting his in soon as well.
I've already been putting mine in.
You have, yeah.
I've been emailing them to you.
So 1p a week, that adds up over the, you know, with interest on top of as well. So... let's talk rugby league, boys. Do we have to? You know what? I'm feeling a bit under the weather today. You know when summer finishes and winter comes along, and there's always a change in the, you get a cold. If you look around, everyone's got a cold, and I'm just feeling it coming. Do you feel sorry for me? Do you guys feel sorry for me?
No.
Oh, this is a hard audience, this.
tough crowd.
Tough audience.
Tougher than when you played in front of them.
Yeah, we used to have a little bit more fun when we played in front of us, when I played with you, didn't we? Well, geez, the wording's all wrong there. When I played the game of rugby alongside Earl in front of you guys for entertainment, it wasn't always entertaining, but sometimes it was, wasn't it? Now, we had a couple of good years here. Remember, Earl, we made my first year, we made the Challenge Cup final that first year. Wasn't that fantastic? Going over to Oddsall and getting that wonderful win against Leeds. And the following year, even though, do you remember that opening seven games, we couldn't buy a win.
Yeah, I've been there quite a few times, actually, but yeah, I do remember that, yeah. And for you, it was a good year. I mean, all I remember from that year is you calling all the forwards donkeys, which continued for quite some time. And also, Earl, you're not big, you're just long. And I had that, but... about 2 or 3 years. It was ridiculous.
To my defence, I was normally intoxicated at that point in time. Back in the good old days where you could have a drink during the games. They still do that in rugby union. Well, I played a little bit of amateur rugby union when I retired. And before the game, they give everybody a shot of port. But when it's -5 degrees outside and it's, you know, it's January, you take that port and actually ask them to run it on. But yeah, but no, if you remember that year, 97... Well, no,
2007.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm showing my age now, haven't I? In 2007, we couldn't buy a win for the opening seven game. Chris Thorman's in the background here as well, so he was with us.
It was my fault.
I'm pointing at him at the moment. We couldn't buy again. We had worked all off-season on our defense, remember? But we hadn't done any attacking play. So we had to, we didn't win a game in the opening seven games. Well, you guys will remember because I think you were booing us off the field. But we had the second best defense in the competition next to St. Helens. So we weren't leaking any points, but we just couldn't score any points.
Did we go to a warm weather training camp that year as
we
well?
We did, yeah.
You're off to Portugal, wasn't it? I think it was. That was an interesting time as well, actually. We'll go into that one.
But, come on, I think we should. It's that Ryan Hudson, who shouldn't have been with us at that point in time, who was with us. He was entertainment.
He was entertainment. He should have been with us. And I think he was waving at Baloo, wasn't he, at one point?
He was
being driven away. he was escorted away, shall we say.
By some officials.
Yeah, some officials.
Do with them what you will.
Paul Riley, I remember him running over a couple of taxis on the way home as well, which was an interesting one. And
it was an expensive trip for a couple of players as well, wasn't it?
I think it was expensive for us all, wasn't it? We all had to pay a little bit of money towards something. I can't remember what it was. I think it might be water for training or something.
Let's just take the cream off the top. And let's move quickly on from that. It's a bit interactive today because we've asked all the audience here this evening, all the lovely audience here this evening, another round of applause. I've just complimented you. That was a bit weak. For some questions, basically for the panellists. And we're going to have a great show this evening. We've got Chris Norman, who's going to come up and represent the coaching staff after this. Obviously, Earl Crabtree now working in an administrative capacity for the Huddersfield Giants. And we've got a host of players. I think we've got Jake Mamos, Sebastian Ikehifo, and we've also got Michael Lawrence. Mike Lowry is going to be with us on the show a little bit later on as well. So wonderful. Mike was a young player when just you're only in the juniors back in those days, what I'm talking about. One game.
And
he made such an impression, I forgot about it. Sorry, Mike. I love you, man. So like I said, it's going to be an interactive show today. We've got questions. So the first question we have for you, Earl, is how difficult has it been to adapt to an administrative role, and how do you see yourself moving forward in the next 12 months?
Now, that is actually a good question. I've really enjoyed the actual transition from being a rugby player to the other side of the business. And now as club ambassador, I do a lot of different things. And I think they gave me that role as a club ambassador because they didn't know what the heck they were going to do with me.
But they gave me that role as well.
Yeah. You didn't last very long, though, before you quickly moved on.
To be honest, and you'll probably relate to this, I felt like I was stealing a wage. And that's not right.
I can't relate to that one.
So you know how you feel right now when you go home and you're thinking, did I really work today?
I know I'm here with you, not getting paid, so I know I'm not stealing a wage. But in all seriousness, I've enjoyed it. It's been a great transition. I'm learning all the time. I'm here for a few years trying to work out exactly what I want to do with the rest of my life. And I do it. It's an experience, and you've got to learn pretty quickly. And I've been thrown in at the deep end, as it were. But I've got some great people around me as well, so I've enjoyed it. I was co-hosting the awards evening, which was a bit surreal, simply because normally I was there hopefully getting an award, which didn't happen very often, but it did happen a couple of times, and I really enjoyed that.
Your excellence was so high, Earl. You know, it's hard to keep going and getting better.
It's the expectation. Everyone expects you to perform at that highest level, which, you know, I like to think I always did, ish.
Well, you know, your role will be a lot more challenging now because obviously you're used to being told what to do. It's a little bit of that that player welfare thing. Once you come out of playing, what do you do with yourself? But for you, you have to learn on the run, don't you? I mean, I got to say, over the last week and a half, you've been a brilliant PA for me personally. I can probably say I've got the biggest PA on the planet. Isn't that wonderful? Even if it is just for a week and a half, but you were very efficient in making sure you got a hold of me, making sure you got all the information that you need to, and keeping everything running along swimmingly, so we could put this event on today. So maybe that's your vocation in life.
And what's the other request you asked me a couple of weeks ago to get for you for the BBC? I don't even remember. Max Snead had it.
Oh, yeah. It was the Lance Dodd Trophy.
Yeah, for some reason, Robbie Hunter Paul, rings me to ask me if I can get hold of a Lance Dodd Trophy. I said, mate, I've never been near that trophy. Not in my entire life.
It only happened because Huddersfield were playing Hull that weekend. And obviously the Challenge Cup, but we're a family here, so we should look after
one
another.
So when he says Pierre, he actually means it. I've been working for him for the last few weeks.
I'm a bit disappointed you've let me down tonight, though, because I did ask for my own changing room, a star on it, strawberries, and only purple M&Ms. And where are they? I'm a bit disappointed. Do they even do purple M&Ms?
No, no,
Skittles, that's what I was thinking. Not purple Skittles, they're the best. Anyway, moving quickly on. Aaron, have you had any support from Mel? Obviously, you come here in the capacity of a journalist, and the journalists are the food for our game. Those who take our game to the wider audience and the public. Has Earl looked after you, or he's too big for that?
Earl always looks after us whenever we're at Huddersfield, yeah. You can't miss him, can you? Every corner you turn around, there's some part of Earl there.
Yeah.
Huge.
The toe or an arm, blonde lock of hair.
You usually see that blonde hair around the corner, talking to someone corporate related, doing his thing, working his magic.
Do you still get called a fat Robbie Savage?
Don't humour
it. Do
not laugh. It's not funny. No, yeah, of course I do, yeah. Do you remember I want to be called Fat Robbie Savage.
Do you remember that Sports Personality of the Year awards that we were at? And actually, Robbie Savage was there with you.
Yeah, yeah. We ended up having a photo.
That's right. I remember you put it on social media.
I'd like to point out, he asked me as well, actually. Just so you're aware of that.
Okay. Did you swap his shampoo plans or ideas or anything like that?
No, didn't really need to. Obviously, I've got great hair naturally, so I don't have to worry about that sort of thing. And he quickly cut his off, actually, after that, after seeing how great mine was.
He couldn't compete, could he?
Yeah, he couldn't.
Because you had him in size. You're a bigger man than him. And he's looking up at you, and he's just looking at your gorgeous blonde locks, and you think, I can't live up to that. I need to get a haircut.
That's how I like to think it went.
You're just a skinny Earl Crabtree. That's what he used to get. You just see it around a premiership. You're just a skinny Earl Crabtree. Andy, do we have to go for a break now? Oh, okay. We're ready for a break? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening at home, when we come back, we have Chris Thorman joining us on the panel, and loads of fun with Spooky because Spooky is, well, he's just mad. So stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show. Thank you.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1. Super League, Championship, NRL, Challenge Cup, whatever the story, we've got it covered. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live here at the John Smith Stadium in the fantastic media suite in front of a live audience. Full of Huddersfield Giants supporters. We're giving away a family pass to the Huddersfield Giants local derby match against the Leeds Rhinos to finish off their season this Friday night at 8 p.m. It's a family pass. I'm just looking at James Bremer, their media manager. It's a New Zealand family pass, which means that you can have 40 adults and 450 kids. Four tickets altogether. He just had a heart attack. Four tickets altogether. So two adults, two kids. Come down, have some fun. All you need to do is contact us at pulse1.co.uk and leave your details. We'll pick someone at random tomorrow and let you know who's going to be the lucky winner. Okay, live in the makeshift studio, we have Aaron, Aaron Bauer, we have Earl, Big Earl Crabtree, and we have Spooky, Chris Thorman.
Hello, everyone. Thanks, Robbie.
Spooky, come on, share with the wider world. So just for those listeners out there, well, yeah, it's better than my mum used to call you Spuggy.
I know.
And there's a proper New Zealand way.
That's not cool,
Chris Thorman is the assistant coach for the Huddersfield Giants, and he's going to be able to answer all the questions regarding the team this year, next year, and many years to come. He's been here since year dot, and coach fantastic, and... there we go. But just first, explain the name Spooky. That's your nickname. I know you're trying to grow out of it, but you can't.
I'm trying, but you're not letting me, are you?
No. When I look at you, I see Spooky.
I know.
I know you try to walk around changing the changing room, trying to act like
you call me crazy. Before you give me the introduction, just before the break, you call me crazy, and I'm thinking, Are you serious? Coming from you, and you're bananas, man. You get worse with age. You get worse with age. No, just quickly, Baker Grove, kids TV show, CITV. I don't even know if CBBC is still going. Baker Grove was a kids drama set in Newcastle, set in Baker, the Baker Grove, obviously. Spuggy was a ginger girl. and that's about it. I would have been happy with PJ or Duncan and or Deck, but I got Spuggy. And I've had that for 20 years.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And look, you're celebrating recently as well, because you're going to be a dad, aren't you?
I'm going to be a dad again, yeah.
Dad again, yes. Yeah. So congratulations. Round of applause. All those sleepless nights. I got a one-year-old and a three-year-old, so, I love you, man. So let's talk rugby league. I've got a list of questions here for you. To be honest, when I read out their last question, actually, that was from Alison Cocking. So, Alison, put up your hand. You're famous now. World famous. This has beamed around the world. You know that. Well, I know we get it to West Yorkshire radio station, but you can log in anywhere on the planet. Hi, Mum. My mum gets up at 6 o'clock every morning to listen to this and then give me a load of grief. Why did you say that for? What are you picking on Spooky for? Spooky's my man. My baby Spooky. Oh, it's sick, isn't it? Sickening. Okay, so this comes from Mark Attack. What positions are you looking to strengthen in 2018? What positions on the field are you guys looking to recruit for?
Yeah, well, it's obviously pretty well publicised that Sam Rapier is going to be leaving, so you generally need more middlemen and more props on the field than anybody else. So we are in the market for. I don't think I'm at liberty to say at the moment. Hasn't been public, but we've got a couple of opportunities to strengthen in that area, and I think that's probably likely the position that we will strengthen the most in.
I mean, if you lose a couple of numbers next season, because Earl's still in living at the moment, you wouldn't be able to coerce him back out of retirement. Would you even contemplate it, Earl? A straight answer, wasn't it?
I just got asked to play in that charity match as well, Yorkshire Lancashire. I said, there's no chance I'm playing.
Mate,
in
you're
that.
Playing next year.
You've got to play next year.
I've had my nose straightened. It's still a little bit swollen, and there's no chance I'm breaking this again. It hurts too much.
And you
I've
know
got soft.
That would definitely
not soft
get,
as you,
it's
but
so
not
big.
He'll get caught straight away.
Say,
like, see, like, what, you know, my
especially,
hair.
Especially when Spooggy's on your team and he comes running in to tackle you on your own team. And he's.
Man, that would be a bad collision.
It'd be great if you were in the middle. Training used to happen, and I didn't enjoy it at all.
I mean, Spooky, you were invited. There is a question about I'm just going to find out who it is about the.
You mean the Yorkshire Lancashire origin game?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out where it was from.
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah, well, I've read the question, Rob, so I'll answer it anyway.
I found the question now. It's come from Chris Thorman. So, Chrisman, why were you such a legend? I said, Chris Thorman, why were you such a legend in the Lancashire versus Yorkshire game, and why did you win it for Yorkshire when you were a Geordie?
That is not what it says,
by Chris Thorman.
No, a great concept. It actually says, do I think that the concept of origin... Yorkshire versus Lancashire should be brought back into, you know, mainstream rugby league, and, you know, see plenty of international and Super League quality players in there. I do think it should. It had a great bearing on my career when I played in 2002 or 2003, I think it was, mm-hmm. And it was a huge success back in the 80s, I think it got brought back for maybe 2 or 3 years, and I honestly think that. You know, we've flirted with sort of the exiles, we've flirted with mid-season internationals, and I think we should use it as a genuine sort of England trial mid-season for Yorkshire v Lancashire. I think it's an obvious thing to do.
Did we give up on it
too soon, because if you look at State of Origin in the 80s when that first got going, that took a while to get going, and we sort of abandoned it. I think it might have only even been 1 year we did the Origin in the 2000s. So did we just give up on it too quickly?
Quite possibly, in my opinion, yes. I think we did. And like you say, anything that is going to be successful needs a little bit of time to develop. And we wouldn't have to worry about the exiles and having an overseas Super League team or whatever you want to call it. I think the players are there from Yorkshire, from Lancashire. Even for me, I'm a Geordie, but it was my first ever Super League club, which was Sheffield Eagles. That's how I was able to play in that game, and it allowed me to go from strength to strength in my career. Got in the Great Britain squad, didn't feature for Great Britain, but it allowed my my career to kind of kickstart and give me a leg up, and it was I think it's something that we need to seriously consider.
Earl, you now operate in the sponsorship sphere. Do you think there'll be a commercial appetite for this?
I actually think there is, but simply because, you know, for me, like personally as well, I'm very proud to be from Yorkshire, and it's like White Rose for me. It's a massive part of my life as much as anything else. So I'm very passionate.
But not passionate enough to get you out of retirement to have your nose broken.
No, I'm passionate
with
enough
over
to.
35.
I'll watch. And what I'm saying is, I'll watch the game.
I will too.
And get sponsorship for it.
I think we would do. I genuinely think we would get sponsorship. Not that I see that as an issue. I'm more concerned about the fans, but also for the game as well. Getting more players playing that are actually English. We want more players playing at that highest level, competing against each other to prove who is the best, who should then go on. It's just a natural system that probably should be in place to try and get the best English players to be playing for our country.
Aaron, would there be a national appetite for this? Because obviously you write for The Guardian. National appetite from a consumer looking at sports point of view?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even national media in this country pay attention to State of Origin, which is 12,000 miles away. So if we're going to do it on our own doorstep, it's the best of the best, isn't it? It's that putting those best players together in the biggest games, in the biggest environments. I think, yeah, without a doubt, across the board, there should be a demand to get it back.
All right. Okay. You know, Chris, I'm going to ask you to stick around. I'm going to ask you to slide down here and sit with Earl and share the mic down there when we get the other boys on. We're going to go to a break now. When we come back, we'll be hearing from who we've got in the studio now, Michael Lawrence and Sebastian Ikehihipo. So stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live at the John Smith Stadium in front of a live audience. We're giving away a family pass to the Huddersfield Giants versus Leeds Rhino, massive derby match to finish off the season this evening. All you have to do is contact us at pulse1.co.uk, leave your details, and we'll pick someone at random tomorrow afternoon. Okay, we've got the busiest studio that we've ever had ever on the show before. We have Aaron Bauer, journalist extraordinaire, Big Earl Crabtree, Huddersfield Giants legend, another legend next to him, Chris Thorman, assistant coach for Huddersfield Giants, and two of the Huddersfield Giants stars, Sebastian Ikehihipo and Michael Lawrence. Round of applause. And we just had Jake Marmo walk into the studio in the background here. We'll get him on in the next segment. Welcome, boys. You're allowed to speak. You have to talk into the microphone. You know how this works. Welcome. Cheers. You're all good? Everything's fine?
Yeah, all good.
So we've got questions from the audience here this evening. We're going to ask them to you guys, and you answer them as best you can. So the first question is, this is coming from Carol Wood, and this is for you, Seb. And she said, Seb, why were you so greedy the other night winning all the awards? You won. A bit harsh, Carol. There's another way of asking that. So you won the Players Player of the Year, which is a coveted, to be recognised by your peers, the Coaches Player of the Year, the MVP, and the Supporters Player of the Year. I've got to agree with you, Carol. It's just being greedy, isn't it? So it must have been a massive honour for you to get given all those awards.
Yeah, it was a massive honour. I think this year has been the most successful year in my professional career. When the awards are getting up, I was like, please, not me. I don't want to stand up. I don't want to speak. So, yeah, I was quite happy when Ryan Hinchcliffe got up. So I was like, yes. But then, yeah, the other awards, then I had to get interviewed by Earl Crabtree every time, and I don't really say much, but I don't.
What do you put that down to? Your most successful year so far, Seb? What do you put it down to?
He's suggesting there must be a coaching. Leadership from your tutors.
Yeah, certainly the coaching staff, players, Spud, Rick Stone, and obviously the players and the belief of the players and the fans in me. So yeah, it's good.
I got to agree with Earl. Look, I've been in Earl's position many times before, where one player picks up all the awards, you run out of questions. You say, oh, how does that feel? That must feel brilliant. And your answer is, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love doing that, and the award was great. But by the time you get them to your fourth award, what am I going to ask you? Just do a breakdown.
The worst thing is, he ran out of answers. That was the problem. We had, funny thing is, we actually put him in the far corner as well for some reason, as if we didn't actually know who was winning the awards. It was in the furthest corner. I had to make that big long walk across. And he's the most humble guy in the world as well. So, you know, for him, it's almost like he feels embarrassed about it, but it's an unbelievable achievement. And I think everyone, especially me, associated with the Giants for such a long time, we're really proud of what he has done. I think you've been absolutely fantastic, man. I think you deserve all the accolades you got.
And Seb, let me give you a little bit of advice in regards to answering questions. When all else fails, just tackle them. Just do what you do. Do what you do best and smash someone. I've been watching you play. Michael Lawrence. Welcome back, Michael. Mate, it's been a long season for you, haven't it? Because obviously you've been out for the majority of the season, back the last couple of games. It must be just... I mean, I know you're coming at the wrong time of the year, but it just must be so sweet to get back on the field.
Yeah, definitely. After getting the news at the start of the year that I was going to miss pretty much all the season, to make it back onto the field has been a big relief for myself, obviously. I'm still working my way back to full fitness and getting to where I want to be. But yeah, to step on the field and get out there with the boys has been a big bonus for myself and a big relief. And I'm looking forward to hopefully finishing on a high on Friday and then going into next year fresh, ready for a big year.
Well, Mike, you've been around the playing staff for a long time now. You must be over 10 years.
Yeah.
There's nothing sweeter than getting a win against the Rhinos.
Yeah, definitely. Over my time here, we've had some good wins over Leeds, and yeah, everybody gets up for the game against Leeds, right?
Well, what is it about the Leeds games that just make them special?
I just generally love beating Leeds. Yeah, we don't really like them, and everybody gets up for that game.
Now, we've got Leeds listeners here, you know. It's that type of audience there. No excuses for them. Look, here's some other questions. Look, one for you, Seb. Obviously, brought up down under, playing the NRL, that's where you've cut your teeth. When you come over to England, how different was for you, inspiring was it for you to see the English fans, the way they sing, the way they chant, the way their atmosphere, because you don't get that back home. You know, the boys, the crowds cheer when there's something to cheer for, like a try or a big hit, but it's not a full 80 minutes.
Yeah, you can have 20,000 fans in Mount Smart Stadium, but 5,000 Huddersfield fans is louder than those 20,000.
That deserves a round of applause, that.
The fans certainly bring an atmosphere in John Smith and, you know, everywhere else in England. So, no, it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
So this question was from Mark Attack. He just wanted to know, do you actually get lifted when you hear that? Does it have a real positive impact on you guys? So it carries on to play better and try and come away with the win?
Yeah, definitely. The support behind us and hearing the fans cheering us, and when we're putting pressure on the referee when decisions are going 50-50, yeah, it definitely has an effect, and it definitely lifts the boys to know the fans are behind us and we want to put in a good performance for them.
All right, here's a question from Marshall Attack. So the Attack family's in effect here tonight. Round of applause for Attack family, eh? I could have married into that family, because when I was choosing partners, I had to, because I was going to do the double barrel name. It was all about having a cool last name, and my wife's name Hunter, you see, so I could add that to the Hunter Paul. Little story for you. Tumbleweed rolling through the room.
Wow.
Who is the strongest player in the gym? So who? I mean, this might be one for you, Spooky. You guys keep all the tests to yourself.
Yeah, no, nah, we there's a few of the boys.
Are we talking? You used back to be a bit of a freak.
Talking about
you?
Back in the day, Rob.
I mean, let's look at the full scope of it.
Yeah, I reckon.
I think me and you went head to head one time, yeah, because we worked on body weight and
pound for pound. Yeah.
Pound for pound, who was the strongest? You were just long. Earl. You weren't big. You were just long, mate.
But in all seriousness, the current squad, probably Akuma or Seb, and honestly, they don't get out of second gear in the gym. They don't. Seb's worried. Actually, Seb's pretty well educated on the S&C part of rugby league. He's part of his rugby league life.
That's strength and conditioning.
Yeah. And I know he does plenty of research. He does plenty of reading and stuff like that. And what is your opinion on the S&C side, Seb? Seb, why don't you lift a little bit heavier in the gym? What's your opinion on that?
You know, for my body, like, I gain a lot of muscle if I do more than 5 reps, so I'm not going to gain muscle because I'm already at the right weight. So if I'm going to lift heavy, it's going to be less than 3 reps, so it's just power efforts.
See, you're not like the rest of us. No. There's a breed of people on this planet, and they're South Pacific Islanders, yeah, and they just don't need to. I remember training with Joe Vagana and Leslie Vanicolo, Tamita Waikona. They didn't do weights like the rest of us would do. I used to have to lift all day long and eat food all day long just to keep up with them. What they did do, though, where we get an advantage, they had to do a lot of fitness work. They're some of the biggest backsides in the world. And I'm not saying the world of rugby league. I mean just the world, full stop. But it's true. It's a sort of like a genetic thing. You know, you're predisposed to being able to, you know, the Polynesians are the biggest people on the planet. And they're built to play rugby. They're explosive people. But Joe and Les, they had to work on their fitness. So that's sort of the thing that you have to be conscious of, Seb?
Yeah, I'm still like behind the back of the line in fitness. So, but yeah, that's one thing that I need to improve, fitness. And the gym is something that I'm trying to avoid in like my reps.
Mike, what about you? What's your psychological approach to strength and condition?
Yeah, I'm like pretty much opposite, same as you. Really, I have to work really hard in the gym to stay big. Obviously, I moved into the forwards. I'm pretty much halfway through my career, so since then I had to put on a lot of size and to compete with these big boys in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, what was it like?
Bruno's a freak too, mate. Bruno, don't let his size deceive you. He can run forever. For a big bloke, Earl could run back in the day. He could. He really could. I remember you and Andy Riley, you know, heading up a lot of the conditioning elements of training. But I've got to say, Michael, in terms of his running ability, his aerobic capacity as an athlete, for a bloke that weighs close to 110 kilos, is very impressive.
And Aaron, what about you, mate?
What in terms of lifting at the gym?
Journalism and
yeah, I could outlift all these boys.
Can someone take a photo? Can someone take a photo and please post it to Pulse One?
Don't do that. No.
That's why you got the brains, Aaron. That's why you know, we keep you with the brains. Moving on to the next question. And this is one for you, Seb. How does the promotion of the English game compare with the NRL? So actually, the whole panel can answer this one. This is from Trevor Kay. The promotion, how the game's promoted in this country compared to how it's promoted back home.
Oh, back at home, New Zealand Warriors, I think they're well promoted. I think they're the only team in New Zealand, so we get a lot of fans. You get a lot of, you know, ruthless fans. You know, the Kiwis are, but when you lose, they tell you. Yeah. They tell you in all sorts in social media.
Why do you
and
think I lived there so long? That's why I moved here and didn't go home. But it's true that you guys live in, it's like a fishbowl back there, isn't it? And you're in your bubble, but everybody can see you.
Yeah, everyone knows everyone, so it's a bit like in the islands, like everyone knows, you know, your cousins and next door neighbors. But yeah, the game at home, they like, you know, they like contact sports, you know, All Blacks, rugby league, rugby union, they keep all that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to another set of adverts now. Big thank you to Michael Lawrence and Sebastian, everyone else who's going to stay on the panel. All the best of luck this Friday night, boys. Thank you once again. Stick with us on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
All right, welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show live at the John Smith Stadium in front of our live audience. We're giving away a family pass to the massive game between Leeds Rhinos and the Huddersfield Giants here at the John Smith Stadium on Friday night, 8 o'clock kickoff. All you have to do to win that family pass is leave your details at pulse1.co.uk and we'll choose someone at random tomorrow. We'll choose someone at random. We've still got a big panel here in the studio, the makeshift studio in the fantastic media suite. We've got Aaron Bauer, Big Earl Crabtree, Chris Spooky Thorman, and we've also got Jake Marmo. Round of applause. Jake, have the boys given you a nickname yet? One that you can actually say on out loud on air?
No, I think I just get Snake, but that's about it.
Jake the Snake.
Pretty simple.
Mate, am I right in thinking that you were voted the NRL sexiest man at one point?
Yeah, that's correct.
It was, were you actually voted that, or was that that Robbo's ladies' night earlier this year? You just told me to say that to 250 women.
Yeah, well, it did help, so thank you for that.
A little bit. It works both ways. Ladies in the room, is he attractive? I don't know. You know, I don't. I can't tell with blokes, but is he attractive?
Come on, girls, don't be shy.
Men as well.
I think it's
Daniel. Yes.
So I'm not sure, Jake. The room got a bit awkward then. Anyway, we've got a host of questions for you. But before we go any further, Earl, I just want you to tell us about the fantastic offer that the Giants just announced this week. And it is a fantastic offer.
Yeah, that's it. We've actually just launched our season tickets for next year. Season cards, actually. We're actually moving with the times now. So our season cards this year, and they're £125. I mean, that's the cheapest season ticket in Super League.
Quid.
125 for any of the stands as well, so it's a fantastic offer, and the better offer as well. In fact, for the under-19s, is £75, and that's with a free replica as well thrown in. So, I mean, we're
Seriously?
Trying to do our best. We are doing
that
absolutely
is awesome.
Everything to try and get more people attracted to the game, get more people in this massive, beautiful stadium, and actually trying to get an even more, better atmosphere. The Cowbell Army, as we call them here,
that wasn't big enough, come on. We're going to do it. There we go.
So the Cowbell Army, as they've called themselves pretty much, and we've jumped on board with them because I think they're absolutely fantastic. And you'll hear them at every game, every away game.
Yep.
There's a small core at the moment which keeps growing, and we want it to get bigger, we want it to get better and louder, and that's what we're trying to do.
And it definitely has an impact because I was at the AJ Bell Stadium 2 weeks ago at the Salford Giants game, and just relentless. It was relentless, and to be honest, it creates atmosphere, and that's what I want. I'm a sports administrator as well, and I want the supporters to create this unique thing that you don't get sitting in front of the box with surround sound TV. You know, that atmosphere, that means that's why we go to a live match. So give yourselves a round of applause. And £125, that's absolutely fantastic, and I'll take my hat off to the board for agreeing that price. Absolutely brilliant, and also you said the card, so you're moving with the times to make it a lot more interactive. You know when people are coming into the stadium, you can have live data going straight away.
Yeah, I think it's important, especially with Huddersfield. I think in the past we probably haven't moved as quickly as like we'd have liked to have done. We're actually doing that a little bit better now, and obviously with what's going on with Huddersfield Town as well, that's kind of pushed us along, and we've actually had to make the decision that we've got to play a little bit of catch-up here. We're trying to do the best we can. We're limited on resources at times and actual staff as well. So this actually makes it a little bit easier, but also we can make sure that the fans get what they deserve. These season cards should make it a little bit easier. They get into the stadium a little bit easier. And it also looks a little bit smart when it's just in your wallet as well. So we're not living in the day of the printed tickets. What are those? So we're on season cards now. We're moving forward with the times, and hopefully it'll just get bigger and better.
That's right. Next thing, it will just be your mobile, won't it? Tap your mobile, you're in. Jake, back to you. Look, let's talk a little bit of rugby here. This question's coming from John Tinker, who's in the audience. He wants to know what's your opinion on the way the play the ball is currently managed by referees in this country. Play the ball.
Play the ball. In what way? Just
obviously, the NRL back home, yeah. Two referees. One's focused on the line, the other one's focused on... You guys are getting people talking to you when you're playing down there, while you're in the ruck. Where could we make some improvements? Yeah. You compare the two sets of styles of refereeing.
To be honest, I haven't had a problem with it. So in that case, I guess, I think it's pretty similar. I guess in any game of rugby league, there's you get calls that don't go your way. And yeah, I watch half our games and I'm blown up half the time. But I'm sure if I was supporting the other team, I'd be blown up the other half of the time. So it goes both ways. And I don't know, I try never put anything on referees because, as I said, it goes both ways and it comes back around. So no, I think it's enforced quite well, really. So, yeah.
All right, this question is going to go to Chris Thorman. If you could bring a player that you've played with, and you can say me if you want, bring him out of retirement to... he's not going to say me. To join the Giants, who would it be? You know, to add another layer
anybody,
to this
anybody,
team.
Rob?
Anyone that you've played with?
I'd have to say...
In the Giants.
At the Giants.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
at the Giants. Oh, wow. All right.
Sheffield. He would have said Henry Paul, if not, probably.
And I would have died.
Aaron, I didn't get the fortune of playing with the other Paul brother.
That's why he said...
That's a tough question, Rob. I've played with a fair few. I actually listened to Earl's... I was talking to Earl about listening to his podcast on another radio show, rival radio show, the other day, and Earl named quite a few. And, you forget, actually, how many decent players we've had here at the John Smith Stadium. Probably because of how I got on with him off the field as well as on the field, I'd probably have to say Brad Drew.
Yes.
I would.
I would bring him back as well.
It was,
the little gargoyle.
When you add Robbie into that mix on the training field, we really needed three balls each. We needed a ball each, didn't we? Let the rest of the team can have a ball. Chris wanted one, Brad wanted one, and Robbie wanted one. So there's probably a reason that John Sharp did get the punt, because we wanted to do things our own way plenty of the time.
Errol, what was it like having us three in the team, all wanting our own ball each?
Well, as you referred to me as being a donkey, all I ever did was cart the ball in for you to do what you wanted with the ball. I didn't have much luck with the ball. It didn't make no difference to me. But no, in all seriousness, I was surrounded by, again, some great players and the likes of yourself. I don't want to call you a great player, but you're all right.
Thanks.
Spuggy as well. They're all actually really good talents. And Brad Drew, especially, was something special, standout. And when we had people like these guys, the game to me back then was a little bit more creative. And sometimes you didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, Robbie had this ridiculous big dummy that he threw out there. Yeah. But that was him. And everyone had their own personalities, their own traits, and offered something very special to Huddersfield. And I think in the sport in general, I think we missed that a little bit, that creativeness, that sort of that out there-ness. And
All right, Earl. Well, actually, you've brought us to a close, and it definitely was just like that. My thanks to everybody that's been on the show. I can't actually get through everyone. My thanks to the live audience being here also. And what's the game with the Giants? And Lee Grinos.
This is the Robbie Hunter Pool Show on Pulse 1, Wednesday evening from 6.